We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Yeah, you guys really are like the hip-hop early morning, late night talk show.
Breakfast Club is the most powerful, popular, urban radio show in America.
Made it. Live from the Black Mothership in New York City, it's DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
It's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
Thank you, y'all. Be blessed, love. I love y'all.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm always nervous when I do the Breakfast Club because sometimes you say stuff and it's just going to get you in trouble. Everybody wake up.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live?
Hello, who's this?
It's Kerry from Long Beach.
Kerry from Long Beach. What up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Okay, I like to say my two sisters are in love with Red. They love them. And their sisters, they look like Kim Kardashian look alike.
Red,
our boy up?
Yes, man, they love him, man. They want to be his fan club, man. They love that guy.
How they see Red? What they be seeing Red?
Yeah, on your board, the guy that redhead guy.
Red, you guys are okay, Red. Okay, Red's in the situation, though. Red is in the situation. He ain't playing around.
I know. But anyway, I have a problem with the rat control problem. They got rats in the hoods in New York. Golly, man.
You say that like that's a surprise. They got rats in the hoods of New York. Rats in the hoods
everywhere.
Of New York. What are you talking about? That's normal.
Yeah, and then
that's like being surprised you see mice at Disney World.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, what up? This is Harry from Chicago.
Harry from the Chi-Town. What up? Get it off your chest.
So good morning, DJ Envy. Is Charlamagne there?
Peace King, you right here, brother.
Is that Charlamagne? That sounds like Morris Chestnut. Well, are you sure that's Charlamagne?
Well, I mean, they say we look alike. I never heard we sound alike.
Harry, but, stop it.
Oh, man. All right, just put it out there.
Thank you, brother.
Wanted to give a big shout-out to Breakfast Club HR department, because I don't know how they tolerate y'all so much.
I don't know either.
Me neither.
That's got to be the most stressful job outside of air traffic controller.
Man.
HR for Breakfast Club right there. Just giving a big shout-out to them.
She's a great person, though.
Yes, she is.
That's all you had for us?
That's it. I'm going to offer y'all lunch on me, but last time y'all said no, so I'm going to leave it alone.
We appreciate the gesture, brother.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Stan.
What up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I want to get it off my chest. I'm DJ Envy, man. Stop hating on Charlamagne and God, man. I'm dark-skinned brother, man. We were dark-skinned brothers then. You just mad you ain't dark-skinned. Charlamagne, keep shining on the man.
You already know, King.
I don't hate on him.
Yeah, you do, man. You always hate on him.
They hate us because they ain't us. They wish they was well done. Goodness. They wish God would have kept him in the oven a little bit longer.
Oh, my goodness.
He wish he was dark skinned. I know, Dan. You wish he was dark skinned. I know. It's okay.
I don't. I love me. I love who I am here. But thank you, brother. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
You be hating on me. I'll be hating on you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm going to stay anonymous. But I just want to say that I'm not feeling pretty good right now. You know, it's like everybody else, from time to time, I feel like I'm just kind of messing up here and there. But I just want to, I know that. I need to just focus on the things that I'm doing right or whatever and just try to do better day by day. So I just want everybody to know if you are feeling low, if you feel like you're messing up a lot, just focus on what you're doing right.
Okay.
Why you sound like you're crying, bro?
He said he's going through a lot.
Yo.
Yeah.
My brother.
Yeah.
How can we help you, sir? Is there anything that we can do to help you?
I just want to get off my chest.
Hey, I appreciate that, brother. And I'm definitely
I'm definitely
sending you healing energy, man. Hey, Eddie, put him on hold. I want to holler at him for a second. Hold on. Don't hang up, brother. Eddie, put him on hold.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent something on your mind, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it off. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good, man? This is Prince Preem from Virginia Beach. Man, I just want to give some love, first of all, to what you guys are doing. And shout out Charlamagne, man. I was at the expo sitting front row. It was there at 6 a.m. I was there early when they were setting the chairs up. Now, I was ready to help people set the chairs.
The energy was
so amazing, man. Charlamagne, you super humble, bro. Taking all them pictures, man. I got my quick selfie before I flew out. But, man, bro, I'm like, I'm blown away, man. I was talking to Justin, man. He's from Vibe Beach. I'm like, yo, I want to serve, bro. I want to come. I don't care if I got to be in the lobby doing my play, ministering, going into them breakout, you know, so I just need to serve, bro. Like, show me how to do that, man. How I can join Pass Out Water next year, man. The energy was great, bro.
Absolutely. Next year, we definitely get you down as a volunteer, man. I'm going to put you on hold so Eddie can get your information. We're going to definitely put you down as a volunteer. Thank you for coming, brother.
No doubt, man. I love you, boy. I'm telling you, man. You truly, man, King. God bless. Envy. Right? Yes, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Peace and blessings, Envy. How you feeling this morning?
Sean Stone, what up, brother?
I'm good, brother. Good morning, Sean, man.
Sean Stone, what's happening, my guy?
I'm good, brother. Congratulations on your mental seminar, right?
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate that, man. Jason Lee, good morning.
What up?
How you feeling this morning, sir?
Rested. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too, man. I'm up. Rocking and rolling.
Jason,
man.
Always sound like you're ready for an attack.
That's what it is. Jason,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm in my mental health process, but I am cocked and loaded.
He called up saying to see how he loves when you're up here. But Jason, you can see Jason on the fence. Jason got his hands up like, where we going with it?
Can you really tell?
Yes.
Because I'm always, like, it's always time. It'd be like, good morning, how are you? God bless. Bam.
No, Jason, you don't got to be on defense. So don't got no problem with Jason Lee, you know what I mean? Hopefully, I like you, Jason Lee. You know what I mean? With the
whole
Hollywood unlocked.
He's still waiting. Thank Jason, waiting for I like you, but.
There's no other shoe dropping, Jason. Oh, okay.
He just said he likes you. That's okay. All, Jason. All
right. I just want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Sorry, Jason.
Wait. Before he goes. See what I'm saying?
All right. Right.
We don't know the question.
We don't know the question.
Everybody be trying to keep me. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Can you do me a favor, sir? So I just started a new YouTube. It's called Sean Stone TV. SEANSTONETV. I just want you to check it out. You know what I mean? I'm doing my thing talking about pop culture. And I love your review. That's all, bro.
See?
You
know? That's it. See? That's positive.
It, Jason. See?
That's positive, Jason.
All right. I'm going to check it out.
All right, Sean Stone.
Thank you, sir. But hold on, Envy.
Yes, sir.
I'm a soccer dad, too, bro. So if you want to learn soccer with me, you know, my son, Chase, 9-year-old, plays soccer.
I would love to link up with you too, Envy. Me and my son, you and your son, to go play some soccer together, man, and we can learn the game together. I could teach you, a matter of fact.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we could do that. My son met your son at the car show, so yeah, we could do that. Because I don't be knowing what's be going on. My son scored, and I'm like, I have no idea.
He just got a chair.
That's it.
Whenever he get a goal, chill. You know what I mean? And shout out his name and stuff like that. And when the ball go out of bounds, sometimes you try to throw it in. You know what I mean? So. It's different type of rules to tackle, but I could teach you, bro.
All right, brother.
All right, stay blessed.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Everybody, it's DJ NV Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The legendary
Taraji P. Henson. Welcome.
How are you?
Yeah, how you feeling?
I feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel great, you know. Whenever I come to New York, and especially when I'm coming for Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, mm-hmm. you know we coming to spread joy, spread a message that it's okay not to be okay.
That's right.
You started that conversation.
For people who don't know what the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation is.
Okay.
Tell them.
Yes. Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, we launched in 2018. Mm-hmm. And it's really to eradicate the stigma around mental illness in the Black community mm-hmm. and to bring more awareness to mental wellness in the Black community. Because, you know, we don't talk about it.
That's right.
We suffer in silence. We isolate. Mm-hmm. And we try to be strong. And we're dying. So out of my own necessity, for my own help, mental wellness, and my son, I realized there was no real help out there for us. So I had to do something about it. So my best friend since the seventh grade, Tracy J.
Tracy.
We launched the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation to hopefully help an underserved community.
How's your son doing?
He's doing great.
He's doing great.
He's doing great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing great. He's maneuvering through, you know, trying to become being a young Black man in America. You know, when those rose-colored glasses come mm-hmm. off. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember those days. But he's maneuvered through it pretty well.
Did he have a moment? Like,
oh, he had a huge moment. Uh-oh. But he picked the right mother because, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I had an older gentleman tell me years ago, when I was on a television show called The Division, it was my first series regular, and I came in upset about something with Marcel. He was little at the time. And this guy said, don't you ever give up on him. Mm. Don't ever give up. I don't even know if Mark is still alive to this day, but I just remember him. I never forget him saying that. And every time I would have these issues with my son, I would be like wanting to choke him. I would hear his voice, don't ever give up. And you can't give up on your kids. You just got to pray. Tracy sent me something. Oh, was it you or Pam? Somebody sent me something about a pastor who was saying, don't give up on your baby. I don't care if they strung out on drugs. Mm-hmm. Whatever their problem is, you wrap them up in prayer. Don't ever give up on your children.
Mm. So what if you have to? Damn, can you set? You made me think. Can you set boundaries with your kids if you need?
You
to?
Have to set boundaries. You yeah. must set boundaries. Are you kidding me?
What type of boundaries?
Boundaries. Like, what are you willing to accept and not mm-hmm. accept? You have to, because these kids nowadays come so privileged. They're not like us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, I can't remember the last time I saw a group of children playing outside.
That's mm-hmm. real. Yeah, I make mine go outside.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because they have these devices now,
mm-hmm.
Which is not good for the mental. Mm-hmm. So these kids don't even know what fresh air is anymore, mm-hmm. I don't think, you mm-hmm. know? It's just a weird time to be a young kid.
That's true. You don't even tell kids. I mean, you smell like outside.
Yeah,
they don't go out there.
They don't go outside.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I seen girls playing double dutch or just definitely riding bikes or anything.
I guess the scariest thing is you don't want them to like make any mistakes that's going to really cost them while they're coming around.
Correct.
Absolutely. You that's know? That was your mother's fear. Mm-hmm. That's every parent's fear. That was your father's fear. That's all of our fear forever. Like, my mother to this day, she tracks me. I'm 53. And she tracks me. And she's like, I just feel so much better knowing where you are. Mm-hmm. And when I see you're not moving, I can sleep at night. It never ends. Mm-hmm. It never ends.
What you know, we don't talk about enough the resources that are available for the friends and family that have to deal with folks who have mental health issues.
Exactly.
You know?
Because it takes a toll on them, especially parents, because mm-hmm. you feel like, I can't fix my child. It's something that I did wrong. It's really hard because that's your job, to protect your kids and save them from, you know, mishaps. And when you can't, you feel inadequate, or you feel like you're not doing your job. It's hard. Parenting is not easy. Man. And then being a single parent, I promise you, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Mm.
I wouldn't. What? I just wouldn't. It's first of all, children need both parents. Boys and girls, I don't care. You need both of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not living in the same household, you still need both. I mean, you know, regardless of whether your relationship mm-hmm. works out, that has nothing to do with the kid. You still right. have to show up, both parents, for that child. Unfortunately, my son's father was murdered, so I didn't have an option. But, yeah, it's hard. It's tough. Especially me being a boy mom.
Mm-hmm.
I need the man. Right. Mm-hmm. I can't teach him how to be a man. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to be a man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was the hardest struggle for us, because when he was becoming a man, he's looking at me like, you can't tell me anything. What can you tell me? You're a girl. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the dynamic is, it gets a little difficult in the young adult years.
Like Charlamagne was just saying, you know, so what do you do to make sure your mental is good?
Remember when I went to Bali?
I do. You there for a long time, too.
I went for a whole month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to. I was coming apart at the seams. And I didn't realize it because I was working. Mm-hmm. And God is amazing, because God will put you in a situation where you have to sit down. And I have been doing this for, what, over 20 years? Mm-hmm. I have been working nonstop my entire career, right? And it was just this past year where I didn't have a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I did Color Purple and I was just kind of like sitting around. And not sitting around. I had other stuff to do. But as far as like a call sheet and showing up and knowing lines and that kind of work, acting gigs. And it was for a reason, because I needed to take care of me. I was not in a good place mentally. I just really wasn't. And thank God I had that time, mm-hmm, to take care, because Lord knows where I would be if I didn't have the time to really listen to myself and take time for myself. And I think we live in such a grind society. It's all, mm-hmm, about grinding. Mm-hmm. You can sleep when you're in that box. Well, if you don't sleep now, you might get to that box a little sooner than you planned.
All right, we got more with Taraji P. Henson when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, we are The Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We're still kicking it with Taraji P. Henson. Charlamagne?
What makes TPH stand out from everybody else?
Because TPH specializes in scalp care, honey.
Mm.
You gotta clean your scalp first, and you have a head that is naked. You can see.
Do you have anything for
no
his?
No protection.
Do you have anything for him?
No, he has a scalp, doesn't he? You still gotta clean your scalp.
You do. You absolutely.
You still have to clean your scalp.
And moisturize it so it don't get dry.
Absolutely.
And flaky.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what TPA is.
You got something for him, boy. That's that. She should get an award for that one now.
This is what I came for. Go ahead.
But that's another way to bring joy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I believe self care, hair care is self-care, mm-hmm, especially for women from ethnic backgrounds, because we have curly, thick, big hair, and we look at doing our hair as a chore. And so with the TPH line, it's more of it's like a spa experience. So you pamper yourself from scalp to toe. That's because you don't have a body line too.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole line was created to change the narrative of, you know, taking care of yourself as a chore and look at it more as self-care, like, mm-hmm, take yourself to the spa. And the reason I came up with that is because my hair care line launched during the pandemic. People were afraid to go to salons and, absolutely, be around other, mm-hmm, people. So it was more like bring the salon home to you.
Yeah, you can
at an affordable price.
At an affordable price. Can men use it?
Absolutely, men can, okay, use it. You have a scalp, right?
Yes. But I'm talking about guys that use like the Just For Men and the Beijing. Like, will it wash it out? Will it wash?
It'll wash it all off.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I hear soap and rain.
Here comes
rain
a stab. Here comes a stab.
Yeah. Yeah, you trying to be funny.
We had a whole conversation about this, because I think a lot of guys are doing this now. They're getting the hair transplants and the Beijing and the Just For Men. And I'm like, why? Like, who are y'all doing this for? And so a lot of women call them pissy. They don't even like that. They rather the guys just
be bald.
Be bald or, yeah, grow their salt and pepper beard.
Just like
stuff
y'all
like
rather us just wear our hair and not wear wigs and stuff.
Oh, I don't care.
I know, but I hear yeah, that. You know, a lot of men are just be natural.
They don't believe that. I think they just be talking. I think you should do whatever it is that makes you happy.
That makes you happy. Exactly.
Unless you a man. If you're a man, you should let the salt and pepper grow up.
How come men can't do?
Because it looks ridiculous.
That's terrible.
They haven't learned how to blend it in. Like, it don't look natural.
If it looks good, you don't mind if it looks good.
If it looks good.
Right?
Yes.
Because some
natural
of those wigs look really good. I'm trying to say this with a straight face. I'm really not trying to be funny, because I believe people should do what makes them feel good. And if women can wear lace fronts, men can too.
I haven't seen a good one yet. The baby hairs. They've been going crazy with the baby hairs.
No, the baby hairs are a little out of control.
A little crazy.
They're bangs. They're not. Baby hairs.
Baby hairs going down to your mouth, like this, your nose, like your cheeks, like it's getting crazy.
Yeah, it's
getting crazy now.
You know what it is. Mm-hmm. When the baby hair meet the eyebrow.
Yeah, that's getting crazy now. But you're talking to somebody.
But I don't judge. Some people like it. And if that makes you happy, wear that baby bang, baby. Because
I just
that
want it to look
bang.
Natural. I want the
that is a bang on your forehead. But if that makes you feel good, wear that bang, baby. And get you some TPH products to slick it
down. That's right. That's right. That's right. Now World Mental Health Day is coming up.
That's right.
Yes.
What are some things people could do to in their communities create their own joy joints and joy challenges and all that good
get
stuff?
Get the best group. If you like spades, you like Uno, mm-hmm. whatever it is that brings you joy. It could be sitting outside, sitting on the stoop, talking. Whatever it is, whatever brings you joy. I can't tell you what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. I know what brings me joy.
The girls are hard. I got four of them, and my oldest is at that age where she don't want nothing to do with daddy. She's 15. Yep, oh yep. My god, and that's heartbreaking.
Mm-mm-mm. Put your seatbelt on.
My wife says it'll go away. But how long away. Though? Jesus,
you never know.
Yeah,
now she's gonna get a boyfriend. Sometimes and she's really not gonna care about you.
It could be
then.
5 years. It could be 10.
You get a boyfriend.
It's usually a 10 year. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I can wait till she's 25.
Yeah. Then she gonna get married.
You're not. Yes, because it's true. It's
then she gonna have a baby. You're done.
It's you, like hang it up for the 20s.
That's right.
Just,
you're done.
Just don't.
What?
Yeah.
Just wait for her to come back like 28, 29.
Start crying now.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how heartbreaking. That's something that fathers don't talk about enough. Like that's heartbreaking when your little girl all of a sudden don't want nothing to do with you and act like they don't even like you.
Yep.
Would you say that the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation is your life's work?
Yeah, definitely my life, a life purpose, a purpose, mm-hmm. a clear purpose. Like, I thought it was acting. I'm going to touch the people through my work. And, of course, I did. But I just felt like that was to bring me here because this feels really fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, because you could do a performance. Will you touch somebody? Will you change my, I don't know. I hope so. But this is the work that is really changing and saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel important.
You are important.
Absolutely.
I know, but
for a number of reasons.
I know, but this really makes me feel like I have a life purpose
mm-hmm.
beyond vanity and being pretty in front of a camera or what does she have on or, you know.
Are you almost tired of Hollywood? Yeah.
Almost is, anyway. But I still got some jobs to complete.
Word.
I have some things that I'm working on, but I know what. Yeah, it's getting to the point where I'm like, I'm ready to let these kids have it.
Mm.
You know, I'm looking for my exit strategy. I don't want to be doing this one. Not on a grind.
Yeah,
not,
yeah.
You know, I want to dip back in when I'm ready. When it's a project that I feel so inclined that I will come out of my retirement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm literally ready to go stick my toes in some sand somewhere and let these kids have it.
How can people donate and contribute to the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation?
Always. You can always go to www.borislhensonfoundation.org.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Always. Thank you are so loved, much. Valued, and appreciated.
Absolutely.
Ms. Henson.
I will know that when I'm up on this wall.
Well, we appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Howard University.
Hey, do you know? Period. Get that water bucket out of here.
Taraji P. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities.
They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl,
good
here.
Morning.
Now, if you're just joining us, yesterday, we started discussing Don't Call Me White Girl. Mona's her name, her hair. And we said it looked nice, and she told us it took 16 hours to get done, and it cost $1,500, and it lasts 2 hours. And yesterday...
16 hours.
I said 16 hours, did I?
You said it lasts 2 hours.
No, it lasts 2 months.
2 months.
It lasts 2 months. So yesterday she had an opportunity to shout out the braider, and she didn't shout out the braider.
She said, "Call me, don't call me for a shout out." Is her new name.
So people were mad. They were, you know, spamming her comments and really upset about that.
Yeah. Oh God, they were pissed.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Should she have shouted out the person that braided her hair? So Charlamagne says no.
It ain't what, Mona. What do you think?
Ultimately, I feel like, you know, first of all, I'm into promotion and advertisement. I am an influencer. I'm a self-built influencer. And a part of what I do is I promote people and I shout them out and I market. I don't think people understand how important it is to advertise. We got this huge boom of black boom of entrepreneurs, and I love it. But I don't think people understand that you have to allot some kind of budget to promotion. And when you do, you might face somebody like me to promote your services. Long story short, if I get your services and I pay, I typically do not shout you out. Now, if I have a super califragilistic espialidocious experience and I want to talk about it, I will do so, but I do not owe you that. And that's a conversation I had before I get said service, whether it's a maid service cleaning the crib or it's a massage. We have a conversation. And to be honest, this is the first time of me paying for my hair in 4 or 5 years. People don't really charge me for hair. If anything, people pay me to do my hair to get their name out there a little more. For the most part, a lot of y'all speaking on stuff that you just don't know. I understand ignorance is bliss, but in the game I'm in, that's just how it goes, baby. Well, it's either or.
If ignorance is so bliss, how come more people ain't happy then? There's a lot of ignorant mother effers out here. But everything she said is absolutely right. Mona, mm-hmm. You don't owe them people nothing. You don't owe that woman nothing. You paid her full price. As you said, if you like her services, if she made you feel good and you feel like shouting her out, you do it. But this sense of entitlement where people are doing things for folks and expecting shout outs on Instagram or social media, or if you're on the radio or podcast and they're expecting that, I don't respect that in any way, shape, or form. And the services I tend to shout out are services I know that can be beneficial to other people.
Other people, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? At this point in my life, it's cardiovascular test and, you know,
mental health stuff.
Mental health and colonics. Mm-hmm. Not colonics. Colonoscopies. Colonics, too, though. I had a good colonic a couple of years ago. I did.
You like, I want to get a colonic.
You never had a colonic?
I never had a colonic.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's good. I don't know if it actually, is there any health benefits to it?
No.
But boy, after you get off that table and you sitting on that toilet and that first dump.
Well, okay. Ooh.
Charlamagne sent the doctor flowers after.
All right.
He's so into
well,
it.
Well, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, thanks for that.
You know what's interesting, though?
What?
You know what feels better than the colonic?
What? I don't want to know.
That prep the day before the colonoscopy.
Okay.
It's rough.
Oh.
But don't nothing empty your stomach and flatten you out like that prep before that
this
colonoscopy.
This is more left. We're going to butts.
We were talking about your hair. And
we're shouting out services.
One thing I will say is the braider. I want to make that clear. The braider was happy with whatever happened. She was happy her braids were even on the show. She does really well. She's
happy she got that
following.
1500.
Of course, and you know, like I said, she's a businesswoman. We discussed it before. Her books, she's booked in me. So me shouting her out probably could have gave her influx that she might have couldn't handle or didn't even want right now. So I want to make that clear. She didn't feel entitled. She was okay with everything. She even caught the joke or the laughy part about it. It was the people, especially you Breakfast Club followers on Instagram. Y'all were grinding the girl up. Okay?
Did you shout her out? You said you shouted her out on Instagram?
I might shout her out a little bit.
Go ahead and shout her out. Now.
Braids by Nay out of Philadelphia on Germantown Avenue. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to my girl. She's a beast. And y'all can't get in anyway. She booked.
But at the end of the day, I'm with y'all. If I pay for a full service, that doesn't entitle me. I don't have to shout you out.
Right.
I can if I want to. But if I pay full price, I'm paying for full price. And like you said, people pay for you to shout them out.
That's what we do, baby.
They pay for you to shout them out on Instagram. They pay for you to visit their store. They pay for you to do a lot of those things. And unless you're giving me a discount, I don't owe anybody anything. That's how I feel. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Constance.
Hey, you think
hey, Constance?
Don't call me white girl. Should have shouted the lady out.
No, my thoughts are $1,500. Is that what she paid?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the shout out. First of all, you pay way too much money. I don't know what's going on with these stylists with these and these prices. That's freaking crazy. But if you bow down and decided to shout out because a bunch of strangers then you the fool. No offense.
That's right. Tell her again.
That's ridiculous.
Because she did it twice.
If you bow down and you shouted her out, then you the fool.
Tell her again. I'm with you.
She didn't call me a fool twice. Don't let Charlamagne gas you, man. Slow down with that fool, B.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is TK. How you doing?
Good, TK. You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted out her braider?
Yeah, she should have shouted her out, man.
Why?
Should have shouted her out. Just on the strength that it could really change her life. It could really help her.
Not like $1,500. Not like $1,500.
The money gonna run out though, Charlamagne.
And that's her fault. If she charged people $1,500, which I'm hearing is too much.
It's not too much.
It's not too much.
It's not too much for 16 hours.
Look at these braids though, for real. Come on.
So $100 an hour.
Basically on your feet.
So how many of those she probably do a day? No, she gonna do one a day.
Probably one a day, man.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
What you talking about? I'm like,
it's 2023. These braids were $200-$300 back in the day. It's 2023. They that's about right.
$1,500 seemed like a lot. Now
it's
all the
16 hours straight.
That's $9,000 a week. If she do four. Five heads.
And my girl living good, baby. My girl is very successful.
If she does four a day, that's 6,000 a week.
She can't do four a day.
I said four a week.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say she does five, that's 7,500.
Wait a minute. She has a person that braids them down, so it's two of her, so she has to pay that person. She has an assistant, and she needs that help. Count that in too.
Either way, if she do one a day for 6 days.
She can't do one day. She'll be beat.
She probably takes Sunday off. That's $9,000 a week.
She do four a day. That's $6,000 a week.
The girl living well. She's a very successful black woman.
She do four a week. That's $24,000 a month.
Has a beautiful family.
See?
You know, she doing well. And she knew. We had a conversation. She knew full well what was going on. And she was like, oh, that's cute. Breakfast Club, that's great. I want, you can pay me by Apple Pay.
That's right.
That's
right.
And I respected it. Didn't play with her, paid her before she even started.
Jessica.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted her out?
Okay, I respect that she paid $1,500, but I feel like because she said, yeah, I'm going to be on a Breakfast Club and the girl was hard to get into, then maybe she should have said something, but I still respect that she paid $1,500. And she took no breaks, so yeah, I feel like she should have called her out.
Man, please. You pay for a service. Mm-hmm. So basically what they're saying is every service that we pay for throughout the day deserves a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like, why does this, what service did this woman provide that's any different than any service that we gonna do today?
Car wash guy, Chick-fil-A person, word. Takeout guy, Uber DoorDash driver. Guy, word. All that.
Yeah. No, people doing services, we paying our money, that's that.
Jay.
Yo.
Yo, what you think? You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted out that hair braider, bro?
No, I don't think she had to. I don't think it was her responsibility to shout her out. But what I do think is that you guys probably kind of set her up and made it seem like she had to, because when she picked her up there, she was on her feet for 16 hours, no break. And the situation is, and then y'all asked her, well, do you want to shout her out? Her response to, hell no, I don't need to shout her out. That's what I think people got mad at. She ain't entitled to shout her out, but it was the response.
Okay.
I thought that response was very valid, because Mona said, she didn't say, hell no, I'm not going to shout her out. She said, hell no, I paid for this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Being that she paid full price, she understands her value and her worth and what her words mean, and she knows that, you know, shouting people out is an endorsement.
Why is her product more special than mine, important than mine? If my product is promotion and her product is braiding, then why should her product come before mine? We both have children. We both have families. We both have goals.
That's right.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story? That is the moral?
The moral of the story is gratitude begins where a sense of entitlement ends.
That's a good one.
That's what the moral of the story
Poetic,
is.
Charlamagne. Put that on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He smells like he just smoked an ounce before he came
birds
in.
Fly high, you know how I feel.
He just posted up.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
On social media a couple of
breeze
weeks ago.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
Now, the next time he comes
it's
up here,
it's a new dawn.
He's going to bring
it's
a folding chair.
It's a new
chair.
Day.
But he didn't bring the phone.
It's
to
a new life for me, yeah.
Donna Rollins is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't Donna Rollins be, sir. But it is me. How y'all doing?
What up, Donnell?
It's me.
What's wrong with you, man?
First off, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm in a better place in my life because I followed Charlamagne for years with his bullshit about mental health, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody don't need mental health. That's what I'm trying to say,
that
son.
That is not true. You do a lot of things that are beneficial to your mental health, and I bet you I know why you're in a good
mood.
I know,
but nobody want
to
hear
mental
health.
Because you decided to move to Ohio and become a river so now you be one with
First
nature.
Of all, that's incorrect. I'm a river ninja.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So saying correct.
He's a river ninja.
Back to my mental health issues.
Yes.
He always try to tell somebody they need mental health.
Correct. Therapy.
Therapy. Do you believe healing. That everybody need therapy?
I don't believe everybody need therapy, but I believe that a lot of people need some form of healing. We all dealing with different traumas that we have to unpack and deal with at different points in our life.
So you don't believe in I'm taking it to my grave?
No. I think you could take it to your grave, but I think some of them things you take to your grave cause you to go to your grave a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but if you're going to go to your grave and you're going to be gone, why you care about that?
Because that's the stuff that was stressing you out. You'll be surprised
Are
how much
Are you trying
stuff
to give me therapy right now?
No, I'm just saying. You'll
Is
be surprised.
This reverse therapy?
You'll be surprised how many things that you unpack that add years to your life, man.
You do. I agree with you in some sort of mental health thing. And I will say this. It is a stigma with black people. We think we don't need mental health.
That's right.
We don't need therapy. You ask a brother, you need therapy?
Why are you about to cry? What's wrong, man?
I'm not about to cry.
You want a hug? Come on.
What's going on? Something you want to tell us about that?
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not here for that, son. I'm not here for that, son. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Yo, and I'm going to tell you, and the reason why I quoted that song, because I never thought that I needed any type of mental intervention until I got connected, and I'm one of a few. I'm a black Swiftie.
What does that mean?
I'm a person that supports Taylor Swift and her music. And not that I'm a super fan of Taylor Swift, but that song, It's Me, Hi, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I'm the problem, it's me. At tea time.
Is that why you started calling
agrees.
Yourself a narcissist?
I stare directly, I stare directly into the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be so exhausting, always searching for the anti-hero. Pew, 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 pew. That song was a song that made me say to myself, you know what? And the reason why I like that song, the first step in your mental health getting healed is identifying that you
accountability
might be the problem.
Well, that is so crazy that Charlamagne, the brother, the black man, has been telling you this for years, but you listen to the white woman?
Damn.
You
boy,
know what?
You got
you trying to get Dr. Umar on me, son. Don't even try.
No, think about it.
No, he ain't been telling that.
You've been telling him for years to go to therapy and look at himself in the mirror and help yourself out.
He ain't
out
said like that. He
Swift.
Said it like this. You need help. That's different from That's different from maybe you need some therapy.
So you listen to the white woman, but not the guy that looks like you.
You know what? I'm not doing that. You can't tell me.
Me? Ooh, look at the sun, not the mirror. Ooh.
Very, very horrible mentally. Don't ever do that again. But I sit, and I haven't seen a therapist yet, but I have contemplated it because I deal with, as we all do, childhood trauma.
Now, what's the biggest childhood trauma that bothers you?
Yeah. You want to know?
Yes, sir.
I don't even know if I can say this, and y'all gonna laugh at me.
I'm not gonna laugh at you.
I promise you, we're not gonna laugh.
Mm-mm. When I grew up, right, and I remember.
No, I'm not laughing at you.
That's so foul, man.
That's just the way you started, man. Your voice cracking for no reason.
The man said he's having a problem.
I'm serious.
See, this
no,
is
right. That's my.
You're right.
Who talks like that? Master P.
That's right.
He talked like
Birdman. Everybody, Birdman. A lot of people from New Orleans talk like that. Okay, all jokes aside.
My childhood trauma, it comes from when I grew up. Not like Envy. Envy came from a two-parent household.
I did.
Right?
Yes.
I grew up and I had flakes with no frost.
Mm. So you're poor.
Poverty. And you got two different types of You got that grew up with cornflakes and frosted flakes. Looking at you, Envy, you had frosted flakes.
Now, my parents actually cooked me bacon, sausage, and pancakes every morning.
Damn. So you had breakfast.
I had breakfast, breakfast
every morning.
And I'm going to tell you, people that grew up with no sugar on their cornflakes, they built different. They usually go to jail. They usually probably have an issue with the temper and violence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up not having the experience of at the end of a bowl of cereal, the milk tasting like sugar.
Mm.
When I grew up, it was cornflakes. And at the end of that bowl, your milk tasted the same way it started. And I think that's a lot of my mental issues come from not having the experience to eat frosted flakes. That's why
now. So you're poverty growing up, that's all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, but I learned to be tough, but I didn't want to be tough.
Are you triggered when you see boxes of frosted flakes now?
Oh, God, hell yeah.
When you hear Tony Tiger say, they're
great. You ain't that tiger.
Damn.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, but I'm working through it.
Mm.
I'm getting help.
Speaking of which, you're doing
Andrew Schultz.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that, I really appreciate Andrew Schultz, what he did for his career, what he's done. He's self-made. But I saw a clip of y'all talking about it, and he, in your face, tried to compare Taylor Swift to Michael Jackson, and you hee-hee hard with that.
Donnell, you old enough to know when you see a good edit. We had a 30-minute conversation, argument about Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce.
And he said, Taylor Swift is on the same level as Michael Jackson, and you said, yeah, hee-hee.
You didn't say that? No, I didn't
then
say
what
that.
What did you say?
I said that, I said Taylor Swift might look like Michael Jackson.
Okay, good point.
But
not really.
But no.
First off, you can't put nobody in the same sentence with Michael Jackson.
I know that. Period. I think it's disrespectful even when they say The Weeknd.
But why didn't you stop him?
I did.
No, you didn't.
You saw a 30-second clip down there. That was a 40-minute conversation.
And guess what? Speaking of that 30-minute clip, you saw an edited clip of me one time, and you ran with it.
What clip?
That clip when they say I ran out on the Tony, when I got roasted and left the stage.
Oh, yeah.
You ran with that. You couldn't wait. You was like, oh, we got him. And what happened was, I was on Kill Tony's podcast, right? And I had a sushi date at one of the best sushi spots in Texas. I was already in the podcast for an hour. I said, man, I got to get out of here. I said, I need to go to the bathroom, right?
Oh, man.
I never came back. Oh, he got a hold of that edit and on the Brilliant Idiots, or Idiots Brilliant, or whatever they
brilliant
call it.
Brilliant Idiots, yeah.
Yeah, the Idiot Brilliance. What is it?
Yeah, brilliant idiots.
He couldn't. He was like, look at him, he ran. So I do know what a doctor video.
But they did that to you on purpose, though. They put Donnell Rawlings walks out on Kill Tony podcast. But that's what people do.
Right.
They put out the headline that they want.
You defend Michael Jackson, is my question.
I did defend Michael Jackson.
No, you didn't. And then you let the white man go on.
Man.
He's not the white man.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Hey, you white man.
Why you have to say his name like that?
What?
Andrew? Of course he's a white man. He's a wonder white man.
But I did defend Michael Jackson and Beyonce. It's a 40-minute clip.
But just
and Andrew did exactly what he was supposed to do. Because if you watch the clip really in the beginning, he goes, oh, you know, I know how to get a rise out of people.
All right, he's a provocateur.
That's right.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And that's what the podcast world is coming to. And I believe the podcast world is coming to the point, you might not feel a certain way about something, but you know what pushes it down. You know what? You built a career off of it.
I see where you're going, but I take it a step further because you're a comedian, so you can understand this.
Humorous.
Sarcasm is a lost art. Satire is a lost art.
People don't respect it, though, because they take everything too serious.
That's right.
That's what satire is.
That's right.
Oh, did he mean that? He did it deadpan.
That's right.
He's standing in your face. He's saying that. But my point to Taylor Swift, I want to go see one of her concerts. No joke. I want to see it. But when you talk about Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift, perfect example. You play a Taylor Smith song in the hood.
Taylor Swift, man.
Swift.
What did I say?
Taylor Smith, man. You went to high school with her.
Stop correcting me, please.
Cause I was going to ask, you didn't see Beyonce's show?
No, I want to see.
You keep talking about Taylor Swift, but you'll be talking about the queen.
Maybe
Beyonce.
You're not paying attention to this interview. Maybe you're focused on something else. Got to call a lawyer or something. I don't know. What your focus is, that's not the point I'm making.
Man, get them off you this morning.
No, what I'm saying.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Donnell. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with actor, comedian Donnell Rawlins, friend to the room. Charlamagne?
How long you been making money doing what you do, Donnell?
Making money?
Yes.
Okay. I've been doing it for over 30 years.
But you've been a successful comedian for at least 15, 20.
I would say 15 or 10.
That's a long run.
It all depends
run.
On what you're
doing. That's a great run.
This is the point I'm making.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With these kids, whatever, like, okay, you get popping for a couple years, whatever, that's cool. But try and see where your relevance is going to be 30 years from now.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest thing. I'm just happy that I'm still in the game.
Mm-hmm.
People, when they start, they have different things they want. Nowadays, like, I want to be rich and I want to be famous. I never wanted to do that. Only thing I wanted to do was be good. And I realized, and people don't think about that no more.
That's right.
If you're good at something and you got the work ethics, you will blow up. And also being happy at the lowest level of your career. I mentor people. The first thing they say is, Donnell, what should I do? I'm like, first off, in entertainment, you have to be able to be happy being broke.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you can't find no happiness in a struggle, you're not going to get the rewards of mm-hmm. it. If you think about it, Envy, you're very successful. Charlamagne, I hate to say it, you're very successful. Mm-hmm. But when you share stories...
Why say you hate to say it?
Because I hate to say anything good about this.
Okay, I got you.
The haunted me in South Carolina, right? I was in his hometown. I went to the hotel. Everybody's like, every time I go there, they like this. What's up with you, Charlamagne? I say, Charlamagne. I go in my hotel room. This cover of one of the magazines.
That's right, Charleston Magazine.
I hated that. And then I was like, he only on the front page. I kept flipping and flipping. It was more him.
Let me go get it. This
but, nah, burn that.
Jesus.
But Christ. I lost my thought. You know I will. What was I saying?
You was talking about ageism. And you said, no, you saying I'm successful, Charlamagne's successful. I don't know where you was going
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, okay, what I'm saying was, but when you talk to your people, and people always, they look at you like, oh, Envy got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Envy got a, made a good life for herself, his family. But I guarantee you, when you're talking to your friends and you're talking to people and you're mentoring people, you don't talk about where you are now. The most fulfilling stories for you are the ones, this is what we did.
Process, the process.
I remember when we was in a Volkswagen Bug, we was going here, we ran out of gas. Those are the stories. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't connect with anymore.
Right.
Because you are absolutely right. And this is why I respect anybody who's been in it for a decade. Like, even all the youngins, right? When we talk about the DC Young Fly, the Just Hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, we started.
Those two I respect.
They started
a lot
on
social
media.
I don't fuck with.
I'm with you. But yeah. You know what they did yeah. outside of social media? They went and they developed other skill sets, like being on that stage.
Right.
And to your point, me and Rodney Bonds just talking about this yesterday. Shout to Rodney.
I want some more work. Go ahead.
You have to be good at something. Yeah. We come from an era where you had to have some type of skill set.
Correct.
There's no skill set to be had no more.
But in going back to what you said, you predict those two, you said, Jess Hilarious, I remember years ago, she slid in my DM. I could tell it was somebody that was interested in comedy. And this was the time when she probably had 10,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Y'all from the same area.
Yeah. And she was like, yo, OG, blah, 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 blah. What do I need to do? And the only thing I said was, get on stage. I said, get on the mic. And everything you need to learn about this business, you're going to learn from the mic. There's no shortcuts, you know? But I respect her career because she put the work. No matter what you want to say yeah, about sure. her, she put the work. You can be good at something, but if you don't have the work ethics, you're going
to
be dead at
it. But it's like what you said, you know, you have to be happy being broke, right? And the reason I say that is I started as a DJ, right? It didn't matter if I was getting $200 a party, $100 a party. I enjoyed it. Like, I was right. in my basement practicing. Same thing with you as comedy. Same thing with Charlamagne with radio. It didn't matter. Now, it's great to make money off of the things you love to do. Right. But a lot of these kids now do it for the likes. They yeah. do it for the clout. 100%. They do it for this, which a lot of times is not longevity. It
and
is
then
for,
you say something to them. The first they do is like, you're an old head. But no, I'm not saying that. I am from the old school. And I'm from a place where you had to be good. I'm from a place where you had to have a skill set. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with a young lady like 3 or 4 years ago. She said, I do comedy. I'm a comedian. And I was like, let me see some of your stuff. She put a phone up. She was like, oh, I got this clip. I was like, that's not a comedian. She said, yes, it is. I said, that's not a comedian. But she broke it down. She showed me the definition. Comedian is someone that entertains an audience through humor.
Mm-hmm.
So her definition is true to her. It's not true to me.
You're right. Talking about stand-up.
Stand-up. See, yeah. when I was coming up, there was, you didn't have to separate them. You didn't have to separate stand-up, comedian. The minute you heard the word comedian, you was thought to be a stand-up comic.
Let me ask you a question. Outside of Dave, is there any comedian that you hate going behind?
I don't want to say hate, because I always feel it's a challenge. It's not too many people that I can't go behind for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I have a different type of energy. I will say, it's crazy you asking that question, because it happened to me the other day, mm-hmm. and I haven't felt this pressure in a while. I was doing Royale's show, mixtape
mm-hmm.
show. Shout out to Royale. And I was looking at the lineup, mm-hmm. and George Wallace.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
OG.
The OG.
Oh, it was blah, 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 blah. George Wallace, Donnell. And I'm like this. I'm so caught up in watching an icon,
mm-hmm.
like a legend. He don't get his props. Came up with the sign. Like, George Wallace has been a beast mm-hmm. for years. One of the only black guys that held a Las Vegas residency as long as he did. Maybe like 15, 20 years. But he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, at his age, 40 years, you can still tell he still loves it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was on stage ripping, mm-hmm. standing up, and I'm like, oh, you next. Still went up there and did my thing. switch the energy up. But nah, I don't ever be afraid to go behind anybody. There are comments I saw. I worked with Tony Roberts recently. And I said, Tony, damn, I forgot how it feel to come behind somebody that just ate the room up. There's people out there, like Vel Crawford is another one. There are people out there that rip the rooms. But I think after a while you get a certain amount of experience, you know how to either ride the energy or switch it. And I really believe pound for pound, I can go with anybody in the country.
Let me say this. Donnell is one of the funniest stand-up comics in the world.
Yes.
I got to say that. Or not, he'll be sensitive and say, I never say anything good about him. Even though I say this all the time, even when he's not around.
No, you don't.
That's a lie.
You don't. I mean, we just got to this point because of a lot of therapy.
That's not true.
No, we've
I say it all the time.
No, I respect
that. That you're one of the nicest. And I think out of comedians, I think you and Capone are the two comedians I've seen the most. Like, I must have seen you about 15 times, me
and wife. And then you see me, like, this is what I tell people. You see me now working arenas. Not because I'm signing arena, because I'm with people. You see me in these high-profile shows, but you see me from, like, the Nakisaki days, the Manhattan Proper days, when it was really...
So did I!
Where?
Caroline's Comedy Club!
You talking about the hole in the wall to I'm get you there, about, and he talk about...
I'm talking about shooting outside. I'm talking about, you know, pistols.
The bike playing through the VJ sound.
We was trying to, at Caroline's, it was a chitlin circuit. We were trying to go from that to Caroline's. That was a rite of passage. Caroline's, Comedy Cellar, like, it was a lot of us. We did Nakisaki's. And then one thing I say about black comedy, when we weren't accepted in different places, we create our own opportunity. Peppermint Lounge. Perfect example. You know about the Peppermint Lounge?
Yes, and everybody in that breakfast thing, but it was called the Peppermint Lounge.
Yeah, it was. It did. That was COVID in there before we even had a title for it.
That's crazy.
I'm sure, but Peppermint Lounge was, it was a workout ground. If you did Peppermint Lounge and you ripped Peppermint Lounge, that was the approval or let them know that you would do good as Def Jam. You
Bob Sumner.
Yeah, Bob Sumner.
It's my guy.
And when I did it, when I did an audition for Peppermint Lounge, Royale Watkins was hosting. You get like 7 minutes. And I was a young comic. I was only doing comedy for 6 months when I got the audition. I was on stage, had 7 minutes. I did five, and I'm ripping. And Royale comes to side stage. He said, Bob loves you. You got the show. I immediately said, thank you. Good night. Because if I would have took a chance, another 2 minutes, and got booed or something, it would have been,
yeah, it right
been
from
done.
You.
Yep.
And I was going to ask you, you know, recently, people were mad at Steve Harvey for tweeting, what stand-up comedian do you think is not funny? And they said it feels like, first, maybe he didn't post it. It was one of his handlers. And two, it's pitting against other stand-up comedians. Right.
Do you think Steve was wrong for tweeting that? Because it's Steve Harvey.
No, because Steve Harvey, as successful as he is, he built his career off of stand-up. So yeah, I still believe that he really is passionate about it. I don't know if he'll ever do it again because it's so hard for him to level. And the way people see him, they see him as a straight family man, like PG-13. But Steve Harvey didn't start off like that. So I think he wouldn't be able to have the voice he wanted and maintain the deals and money that he has.
That's real.
All right, we got more with Donnell Rawlins when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with comedian Donnell Rawlins. Charlamagne?
Now, listen, we had Joe Coy up here, right? And he said that he moved his baby mama in the house directly across the street from him because he wanted to be a great co-parent. You're a great parent. I watch your hashtag all the time. What is it?
Co-parenting
with a narcissist.
But I never said who the narcissist was.
Yeah, I never can tell. I don't know if you're talking about
people
you.
No, okay. It's two sides. It's her side and my side.
Okay, okay.
Some people. No, but I'm going to tell you, and I talk about that in my routine. One of the toughest things to do. Fortunately, you're lucky that you never had to do that. But the reason why I say it's tough, because you have this kid that you're raising, and then you still have emotional connection to that person, which sometimes hinders the relationship you have with your kid.
Oh, so you still love her?
Do I still love her?
Yeah.
No, I will always love her, because when I look at it, she gave me the best thing in my life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, rekindling, getting back together, that's non-existent.
So would you do it? That was the question. Would you buy your ex a house across the
right
street
next
from you?
To you? Right by the river?
Yeah, I would. But it all depends on... I'm going to tell you somebody that an example of... I think this might be too happy co-parenting. Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady.
He's a y'all now.
Yeah, Wayne Brady just came out and said he's
pansexual.
He's poly. Pansexual.
When I hear the word pan, I feel like that's a person like going to have fun at any party. It's like, ain't never b****s in there. Okay. Ain't never niggas in there. Okay. We going in.
Ain't number y'all's in there. Okay.
Okay, it's us. It's us. It's we's, y'all's, dems, days. Party over here.
Any pronoun can get
y'all,
it.
Y'all, no.
So you party with him before?
Now, Wayne Brady's a good guy.
That was the best.
No, but I'm just saying, but...
Man, the Any Pronoun Can Get It t-shirt is funny as hell. You should sell that to
Any Pronoun Can Get It.
Any Pronoun Can Get It.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to get it with a but I look at him. I used to think that was weird. His ex-wife and his ex-wife, either new husband or boyfriend, they all coexisted together.
That's how it should be, though, right?
Yeah, but that's weird. Because most people... When it's not together, you say, f*** her and him.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely don't want a broad to get happy before you.
Let her, man, you stupid.
What?
Man.
Let, you do a breakup, and you find out she got happy before you.
Stupid, man.
Come on, son. If you get a breakup, and your wife is out there living her best life, son.
You got to find happiness.
You want to be happy first.
I'm like, this, you happy? Okay, me neither. You better.
But Wayne Brady was living in the house, right, during COVID. He stayed with them during COVID, right? Yeah, I remember.
But my point is... Like, I was like this. What type of relationship is this where they all was good? You know, that's extreme co-parenting, but there are examples of people that make it work. You know, but the key to co-parenting or the breakup is when, like, I'm telling you, the other person...
They about to cry again, man.
No.
This is really touching you.
And when they start dating again, when they start finding their happiness, then they don't have time to f*** with you.
Damn.
When two people break up, whatever, one person is out there still, like, you know, like, trying to find himself, and the other person's happy... That creates a lot of drama, and it makes that person want to go at you harder. It's people out there, it's guys out there, that their thing is, I'm going to take her. I'm like, you know what? This is going to be very hard to say, but if you want to take her, take the whole bitch. Don't just take the bitch.
Take all the responsibilities. Take her feelings.
Take the mortgage. Take all that and take her whole punk ass uncle. Don't just take the
That's head. Your family now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anybody
man.
Can take the pussy. Take the whole chick. Whole queen. Take man. The whole queen.
Donnell's stupid, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, Donnell's going to be headlining the 2023 New York Comedy Festival on November 9th to the 11th, right?
At the Hard Rock Hotel.
Hard Rock Hotel. And then I'm going to reshoot my special.
Why are you reshooting it? Before that, can we give away...
I didn't tell you the story.
Hold on. Before you tell us that, can we give away a pair of tickets?
That's what Donnell's here for. He's here to promote that and for us to give away a pair of tickets.
Well, we just announced it. Can we give a pair of tickets?
You know what I'm really here for? I want to say hello to you guys. And it's a good week. And the reason why, because good friend Dave Chappelle, and I'm not name dropping.
Salute to Dave.
Mm-hmm. It's his birthday. He turns 50.
Oh, wow.
You know, the 24th.
Tomorrow.
His birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So I really came up here to say happy birthday to Dave.
Okay.
Also to say, make sure you check out Lunel's new Netflix special.
I heard Lunel killed it. Somebody told me
killed it.
They told me it's like on some... I heard it's really good.
And the reason why, and I'm going to tell you why. This is why, and I don't have a problem promoting my friends. Shout out to Earthquake. He did his thing. Lunel, Tony Woods is on deck. Dave decided he wanted to do a series called A Home Team. And these were comedians that had been doing it for at least 30 years that had been passed up on that he felt needed opportunity.
Right.
In the case, it was me, Tony Woods, Lunel,
Earthquake.
And Earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
I saw y'all earlier this year. You, Dave, and Chris in North Charleston. You called a body then.
Always.
You ain't gonna do what you did. You ain't gonna do that though.
What?
One of them jokes you ain't gonna do.
Who?
No.
I guarantee you.
No, I don't believe you.
I guarantee you.
I don't believe you.
They
you
might
did that
cut
everybody
it.
Had their phones on.
They might cut it.
You did that because everybody had their phone locked up. You ain't gonna do that on.
They might cut it.
Who's they?
They,
y'all, them. Okay.
Yeah. Us is might cut it. But it's gonna go. But I think when people trying to tell you something, you don't actually see what they're trying to say because it's too hard for you to take the truth. It's too hard for you to deal with somebody telling you some real shit. And it's something you told me. You don't remember the story. And it's been part of my life for a long time. I tell other people. I did a music video or something. And this was me and you coming off of Geico. And I was like, I did what everybody do. Yo, could you post this for me? I hit this twice. Could you post this for me? No post. And I'm like, this is my man. Could you post this for me? No post. Finally said, Donnell, build your own arc and they will come. I don't know if you remember you telling me that. You told me that.
That's why you mad about the whole mental therapy, the mental health thing.
He ain't post. I'm
going to tell you. Thing and the next post is mental health.
Started because he wouldn't post my shit.
I used to say that a lot though. Build your own arc.
But I'm going to tell you what.
What?
It made me so mad. I said, I'm going to build my own arc. But still, I feel like you still should have posted it.
So and you've been terrorizing me on social media ever since.
Over the arc. Noah's arc, you know.
But let me ask you a question, right? So I come support you. You play with me when I come to your shows. Why you never play with him when he comes to your shows?
Donnell don't play with nobody more than he play with me.
First of all, he don't come to my shows.
Oh, that's a lie. Right. Why are you lying like that?
First of all, he come to show.
When it comes to
attendance of a comedy show, I respect you because I will say you always pull up. Every time I did Caroline's, your show was Sunday.
Right.
And the fact you used to come with your wife, whatever, like, you... And
I came with my wife to two of your Caroline shows.
When?
This was years ago. This was one time I came in 20...
But I wouldn't f*** with you then. That's different.
What you mean? You was on stage talking about how we gonna get fired, and you
from
said...
From Geico?
No, from Breakfast Club. And you made a whole joke talking about one day you walk in the radio station, you'd be like, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, Angela Yee. And then one day you hear, DJ Envy, Angela Yee. It's an echo.
They take you off the image. That's right. It's a morning show weather. We don't know. Wait till tomorrow. Envy know about that life.
Yep. Yeah, but 800-585-1051. We're giving away a pair of tickets.
And for November. Now. New York comedy. I know I'm a bit too early again. Came up here to wish, say what's up to you guys. Wish my brother HPL happy 50th birthday. Shout out to Ricky Hughes. I got some big plans for her coming up. She's one of the best to do it. You know, and this is where I feel in my career right now. I've been doing it for 30 years. But for some reason, now it feels like something magical is happening. And that's because of a lot of things. The team. You know, you do this for a long time, but this person is in the right position. But now it feel like I'm surrounded by the right people, and it's about to go out of the atmosphere.
And you're getting older and you're getting wiser. That's what people don't understand about comedians, radio personalities, whoever. If you truly be yourself.
Oh, yeah, I got to go. I'm sorry. I got another interview.
You, man.
All right, look.
You know what I'm saying? Nice I'm trying to give you some props. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out of here. You, you couldn't wait to do that. Right. You couldn't wait to do that.
If back. That was Donnell Rawlins, ladies and gentlemen.
Spielberg ain't calling you.
Jesus Christ. It's Donnell Rawlins is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitch.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne Tha God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, it's your own people, okay? Donkey of the day for Wednesday, August 30th goes to Renee Dawn Scoglon. I know I pronounced her last name wrong. Okay? Yes. But Renee is from Florida, ladies and gentlemen. And what does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today is no exception, okay? Renee is 30 years old. And she will spend 2 years under community control, which is a form of house arrest, 8 years on probation, and will have to pay a fine of more than 17 grand. And personally, I don't think that is enough. In fact, I think she should get actual prison time. Why, Uncle Charla? Why are you wishing prison time on this woman? Well, let's go to Fox 13 Tampa for the report, please.
South Dakota resident Renee Scoglin is far from home and in legal hot water that even surprised the judge.
This is really unbelievable.
Scoglin's trail of lies started when she decided to come to Tampa Bay and cheat on her husband.
That she felt guilty about this due to her marital status and she wanted to get checked for sexual transmitted diseases.
But she wanted to get tested for free. So she decided to call 911. Coglin made up a story about having car trouble and pulling over on the side of the road.
An unknown male approached her.
Because her face was covered, she couldn't describe her attacker. When police checked her cell phone and found this Walmart surveillance video of Coglin buying the rope herself, she confessed to making the whole thing up. She was charged with making a false police report and decided to take a plea deal.
She's not even from Florida. She's from South Dakota. Came to Florida and became a Florida fool because it's in the water. All right? This woman made up a false rape report in Florida to get a free STD test. Let's just sit here for a second and take that in. Let me light my Palo Santo. Just think about that. Renee made up a false rape report in Florida to get a free STD test. Believe all women, huh? Define all. Okay, that's what we should have asked when that foolish ass slogan became part of our lexicon. What do you mean by all? Because women like Renee can't possibly be under the umbrella of all, correct? I have so many questions. Why didn't she just go to the clinic? Okay, I did some research, and by research, I mean Google, and all I did was type in free STD testing in Florida. It's a whole website called SaferSTDTesting.com. It tells you all the clinics that are near you. It says right here, if you're looking for cheap STD testing clinics in the state of Florida to get an HIV, herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, or hepatitis screening for yourself or your partner, you can get tested today by selecting an option below to find an affordable STD test clinic near you. Same day STD testing locations also available with results in 1 to 2 days. Why didn't you just go to a free clinic? Now, Renee at the time was married, and she lied about this sexual assault in an attempt to get a free STD test after she had a one-night stand in Tampa. Mm-mm-mm. So she cheated on her husband, felt guilty about it, so she decided to go get checked out for an STD, and instead of just going to a doctor or a clinic, she decided to lie about being raped so she could get a free STD test? Renee, what was your plan B? Okay, if that was plan A, what was plan B? This couldn't have been the only plan. Not to mention, you lied about a rape claim so you could get a free STD test, so clearly you hard on money, but you had money to buy rope. We looked it up. The hollow braid rope that she bought is $22. Okay, how much is an STD test in Florida? According to Google, the cost of an STD test will vary by location and test type. Some clinics, usually community or nonprofit clinics, offer free or low-cost testing. Labs, clinics, and at-home testing companies may accept insurance to cover or lower your cost of testing, and lab testing fees range from $8 to $150. You had money for an STD test, okay? I saw other sources say that an STD test in Florida is $55. The test covers syphilis and HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes test, $45. All I'm saying is, if you had money for rope, you could have gotten some money for an STD test. Hell, you had money to travel from South Dakota to Tampa to creep in the first place, okay? Renee, what about condoms? Which you, too, can get free from the clinic, all right? Two words for you, Renee. Planned Parenthood. They can help you get condoms and other birth control methods for free. Is that where inflation is taking us now? Where people can't even afford to cheat? Huh? What happened to the good old days when, you know, you got an STD and blamed it on your significant other? We used to be a country. We are getting away from traditional values, not to mention you nasty, Renee. Not only are you a despicable human who would lie about being raped, you slept with your little side piece unprotected. Bareback, shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay. You fought bare knuckle in the club and thought you lost. That's why you went to go get an STD test, okay? Lock this woman up, all right? Put her under the jail. There's too many women out here who are real victims who actually are dealing with the real trauma of being sexually assaulted, and you out here lying simply because you cheated on your husband and did the raw dog roulette with another man? Huh? Please give Renee Dawn Scoglon the biggest hee-haw. What a world we live in, man.
It's wild.
You want to play a game?
I do.
All right, let's play a game of Guess What Race She Is!
All right.
Renee Dawn Scoglon from South Dakota traveled all the way to Tampa, Florida so she could do the raw dog roulette with a side piece. Thought she caught an STD, so she lied about being raped so she could get a free STD test. Mona, guess what race she is?
She is a Caucasian from the Caucasus Mountains. Shake it off,
shake it off. One of Yakub's finest creations, Mona says.
Jesus.
Okay. DJ Envy.
White. Shake it off, shake
it off. Well, don't call me white girl. Mm-hmm. And DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
You are both correct. Renee is Caucasian. She got made by Yakub on her ass cheeks.
Jesus.
Right?
What did I win?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh.
You didn't win nothing.
What gave it away? What gave it away?
The last name and the crime, too. Yeah.
Definitely the crime.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and the claim of rape, too. That was a good one. Did she say, what did she say the assailant looked like? Well, she said she couldn't see him.
You couldn't see him.
Because her face was covered. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Two questions. Mm-hmm. Did she have an STD?
I have no idea.
Second question.
Mm-hmm.
You said shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy. What did you say?
Shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay.
Shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay. Shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay.
Give me the
mic. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Okay. Tell Gia. I don't know why you're looking in my eyes telling me that.
You know what? All right. Everybody.
She scared the hell out of Don't Call Me White Girl just now. She gave you a crazy side eye. She was like, what is happening over here?
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051 coming out of Charlamagne's Donkey. What's the worst or dumbest lie you told to not get caught cheating?
Whoa. Wow. What the hell are you doing this morning?
What?
Damn.
It's crazy.
You done f***ed up now. You're that dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
You look guilty.
I may have or may have not pretended to go to county jail for the week.
We're going to talk about it when we come back, all right? 800-585-1051.
Maybe.
Sure you want to confess this on air? Does this person know about it?
No, he's going to know now. He's going to know later.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to who?
Renee Dawn Scolone. I think I know I'm pronouncing her last name right, but basically what this woman did was she lied about being raped so she could get a free STD test.
Mm-mm-mm.
Simple as that. Made up a false rape report claim in Florida so she could get a free STD test because she cheated on her husband.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. What's the dumbest or worst lie you told to not get caught cheating? Now, we have our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl. Now, you said that one time you said you got locked up.
I may or may have not pretended to be stuck in jail. Because when you get locked up on Friday, you're stuck till Monday.
Yeah.
And you know cheating, the hardest part is because it's like fun, but it's a little exciting because when you're actually doing it. But that ride home...
Mm-hmm.
Guilty.
Rough. What? Every song make you think of it. Any call. And that's why a lot of people start arguments with their significant other because you're just so guilty.
That's
like
right.
You're filled with guilt. So it made it so good because I had the whole weekend of like allegedly cheat and then figure out a story, and then I could like
wait for a whole weekend.
Oh my God, stay long.
So you was ignoring your phone? Did you
turn
it off?
I was in jail.
She said she was
How
in
can
jail.
I ignore it? I'm locked up, Charlamagne.
Oh, so you turned your phone off so it went straight to voicemail?
I'm in prison. I did the three way. Yo, hey, look, they're gonna let me out Monday. I love you, baby. Keep your head
Hold
up.
On, you call, how could you do that?
Cause three way.
Charlamagne, this is
you,
not
you
a
get a phone
thing.
Call. So she said she
my
called.
My friend, get on the phone. We pretend.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is Mona. She booked. What do I gotta do to get you out? Bae is good. I'm good. They're going to let me out Monday. Court is in the morning Monday. I should be able to get out. Even got picked up from the jail.
Meanwhile, you somewhere.
So you actually drove to the jail so he could pick you up?
I got dropped off at the jail to get picked up at the jail.
You got dropped? Who dropped you off?
You got to commit to this. First of all, women, we have a tight circle. Like, I could call my friend right now and say, girl, this is my purse there because I left it last night. I ain't seen this in years. She going to be like, yeah, girl, your purse right here, the purple one.
You lied to that man. Told. What did you tell him the charge was?
Allegedly.
What'd you tell him the charge was?
Shoplifting. Believable.
Meanwhile, you somewhere leg up. Yeah. One arm on neck, one arm on frontal. Frontal off.
I didn't even have a frontal. Frontal was off. And it was great because I had time to like really be able to, you know, get myself together. Because you know cheating, you can't come home smelling like soap. You know what I mean? You
I don't know anything about that.
You
got to cheat.
Flip that phone. True, that is so cute. But women cheat a lot. And it was good for me because I was able, like, I had that whole Sunday to have, you know what I mean? It was just good. They ain't nothing like laying up with your side on.
I am deeply disturbed
shocked,
by
like,
everything
what?
I just heard.
Back Jesus in the day, Christ, I
as a
cheated
faithful
a bit.
Black male oh who don't God. Cheat. You black men, do you hear what's going on out here?
This is hurting me.
Black men out here just being the best possible versions of ourselves,
women
not cheating.
Women are so good at cheating. Like, she's doing it to y'all mechanic.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
I killed both of y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, hey, this Hello. Is Jetta.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us the craziest lie you told your significant other so you didn't get caught cheating.
Okay, so the wildest lie that I've ever told was that I was going to take the kids trick-or-treating because I'm a Christian and I still believe in holidays, and he's a Jehovah's Witness. So I told the kid, I told him I was going to go out and trick-or-treat, and I actually just went out and got me a treat myself with him.
You was just out there tricking.
And he believed it.
So what about the kids? The kids didn't get no trick-or-treating?
No, so the kids live with my sister and her four kids, but for me, I got the holiday off.
Too many loose ends. The kids could tell.
Yeah, the kid
idea.
Definitely could tell. Mom, we didn't see mom all night.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Tighten up, girl. Tighten up.
I don't like how you happy about this. You proud of this too. You proud of yourself, aren't you?
I was really happy.
And you probably wore a costume, didn't you?
I was dressed up and everything.
You wore a costume, yep. Didn't you? You wore a costume. What were you?
I did. I was an angel.
No, you should have been Little Red Riding Hood. That's what you should have been.
Maybe I'll try this year.
Said, my God. Year. Oh, my God. Did you hear that evil laugh?
I'll do that this year.
That was weak. Try harder, girl. Do better.
Jesus.
You say it's too many loose ends?
Too many loose ends. Them children going to give it up every time. Trust me.
Hello, who's this?
It's Joe.
Joe, what's the craziest lie you told so you didn't get caught cheating?
All right, Envy. So first, let me preface this by saying I was a younger man. And black men don't cheat.
Yeah, you were exactly. No, you were a younger boy. Black boys cheat. Black men don't cheat.
And then when you're about to tell us, don't be like, okay, Envy, like I was in on it. Don't
you feel
don't
me.
Don't even mention.
Nah, it ain't even nah. Man, come on, you get that, Envy. So I thought I was going to church to a revival service.
Boy, y'all be using God. Boy, wow. Y'all be lying
on God
so much.
Wow. I know. but yeah, I did say that, and. You know, she was angry at first, like, trying to figure out. But then when I said that, it kind of, like, cooled things off. But I ain't going to lie. Like, usually, you know, you're supposed to take stuff to the grave. But I just had to let that one out. I had to tell her, like, yo, this is what it is. This is what happened.
That one weak, too. She could have stopped past the church. Don't work. Next. Here's
you know, the thing about men that I realized, men have no problem coming clean because we like to have good karma. You know what I'm saying? See, women will take that lie to
die
the grave.
Die with the lie, sister.
But that's why y'all be getting yeast infections. Yeast infections is bad karma.
What?
If y'all would tell the truth and come clean, then your vaginas would stay clean too.
We're better liars. We're more diabolical. That's why we don't tell the truth, because we don't have to, because you fall for it.
And that's why y'all keep getting discharged.
So you're saying that's the cause of discharge?
That is the cause of discharge. Women, whenever you lying and you keeping that secret in.
What if the panties are too small, Charlamagne? She has to change her diet.
It could be that too, but it's all of that BS you full of that got to leak out.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? If you just tell the truth and come clean, you know you won't have no more yeast infections. That's in the Bible.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the craziest lie you told not to get caught cheating? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Now, if you just heard that voice, is Don't Call Me White Girl. She's our special guest co-host. And Charlamagne just said that she got a yeast infection.
No, I did not. I did not tell her. I said that that's science, that men, when we cheat, our conscience eats us up so bad that we come clean. And that's why our karma stays clean. But I said women take it to the grave, and that's why they have yeast infections.
And discharges.
And vaginal discharge, because that's all that BS that y'all holding on inside of you. That y'all should just come clean about, and you wouldn't have yeast infections and discharge no more. That's science, y'all.
Well, this topic comes from Charlamagne Donkey today. This lady,
this lady named Renee Dawn Scoglon. Mm-hmm. I think I said her name
definitely
right.
Definitely not.
She cheated on her husband and then lied about being raped just so she could get a free STD test.
That is wild.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What's the craziest lie you told to get out of cheating? And we have Julian on the line.
Yes, sir.
Julian, what's the craziest lie you told?
So I told a girl that I was going back home one weekend, back to my mom's house. I had a funeral the next day. I told her one of my aunties had passed away.
Man, come on.
He said it was a fake auntie, though, right?
Weak.
Yeah, I made a fake name. It wasn't my auntie for real.
We'll see. Okay. Why you think that's weak, Mona?
Again, too many loose ends. You know women were newsy. What's the obituary? What she have on? How was the service? Who preached? You can't keep up with all that, brother.
You ain't bring back a little flyer? What's the
obituary.
It's not a flyer. It's obituary. You act like it's a party. You brought back the flyer?
Yeah.
But even if randomly at a family event she's looking for, because it's always up on the, on the etage, on the fireplace. Yeah. Too many loose ends, brother.
What kind of food they served at the repast?
Come on, how to get down.
Hello, who's this?
Hugh Dennis.
Hey, good morning. What's the craziest lie you told so you didn't get caught cheating?
So I told my baby dad that I was going to learn how to work the stock market and that I was being taught how to, properly purchase shares and all that. And I didn't get caught. But if he was smart, he would have known when I came home that I ain't come back knowing more than I left.
Wow.
Like a one-on-one training with somebody? That's what you told him? Or like a class? Yeah.
It was like a one-on-one training.
I'm sure it
was. You wasn't learning stocks. You was learning You was up and down on that D. That's what you was doing.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, that was the first time I got lifted up in the air and things got crazy. So, I went up like a rocket. Stock market was up.
I don't like how y'all calling up here like this is just regular.
Yeah, there's no
first
remorse.
First time you get picked up, worth it, girl.
Nobody's sounding sorry.
I'm a big girl. First time I got picked up, I almost paid for life insurance and stuff. That was like a moment. I still remember him. I still think
about
you.
Nobody sounds sorry. Y'all don't sound sorry for
Sorry for what? First time being picked up? Crazy. Shout out to you. You know who you are, boy.
You know who you are.
Listen, I don't know how many Epsom salt baths he needed because I'm a big girl, but he did it. Now, I remember. I love you.
One thing about Mona, she's a good person to do a crime with.
What?
You're the good person
Holding
to do
it
a
down.
Crime with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got ideas. I think fast on my feet.
Yeah.
And I don't tell.
Word.
But what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is if you're going to do a crime, do it with Don't Call Me White.
Come get me, baby.
Come get me, baby. All right. We got rumors on the way, so don't go anywhere. A lot to discuss.
I feel like cursing out my wife right now for no goddamn reason. Don't y'all feel like that? You don't feel like that?
Hell no.
Just because? She is, but goddamn, boy, y'all women make me piss me off.
Women are rough, though, with it, for real.
Lord, and they just calling up here like it's normal.
Yeah. But
they
we can go all day.
Let it go. I got away with it.
Go all day. That ain't shit. You ain't even let the hoes through yet. The hoes ain't get through. That ain't shit. That's all weak shit.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do have a positive note, man. The positive note is simple. Pay attention to your patterns. Okay, the way you learn to survive may not be the way you want to continue to live. Heal and shift.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.